Understanding as-is and planning to-be states. Audit as-is network. Once the reasons for network change are established, the organization will be motivated to take the time and expense of auditing the costs, lead times, and other service parameters of its existing network. It is important to map the organization's logistics processes comprehensively. Here are suggested steps in an as-is audit. Gather data and business information. Map the current system using the metrics that will be used to assess the new network going forward. Using the same metrics for the as-is and to-be states will measure the success of the transformation, as well as the network's nodes and links. Exhibit 9-26 shows an example of an as-is map for sample incorporated a distributor of automotive and marine fluids and lubricants. This example uses high-level score DS process codes to describe the processes performed at each node. Note the relatively high amounts for inventory days of supply in the triangles. Describe the network's key activities and functions. Measure and evaluate against benchmarks. List current gaps between strategy and actual capacity. Generate tactical plans for closing the gaps, including by creating an initial to-be state that will be refined. Exhibit 9-26, sample, incorporated, as is West Coast Distributor Supply Chain Geographic Map with Inventory Days. Each node or link would likely also be listed with an identifier, along with distance and or cost information. While not shown in the examples above, other nodes that may be important to be included are shipping ports, airports, or other transportation terminals. Step 3, describe the network, could complement this type of map by providing narrative information regarding the current service levels, types of services, general layout and makeup of each node, and types of transportation modes and specific carriers used and percentage of volume shipping. For step 4, measure against benchmarks. Benchmarks could be internal strategic goals, competitors' service levels and costs, or industry standards. Measurements would state current performance as well as variance from these benchmark levels. Steps 5 and 6 are the real outputs or deliverables from this process. Step 5, list gaps, produces a gap analysis, showing where there is the greatest room for substantial improvements, such as opportunities for loaded backhauls or the ability to fulfill demand from multiple warehouses. These can be expressed using metrics or qualitative assessments. Step 6, plans to close gaps, provides the key, measurable objectives that any network alternative would need to address. Assess network alternatives. Various modeling techniques can be applied to assess network alternatives. Examples of these, such as simulation or optimization tools, are discussed elsewhere. The goal is to find the optimal cost efficiency at the selected strategic service levels and or to model the to-be system to test for the effect of variations in parameters such as changing fuel prices or labor costs. Each alternative also needs to be compared to the various objectives outlined earlier in the process to ensure that it can address these goals. The results should be recommendations for the number of facilities and their general purpose and location, including any new overseas facilities if manufacturing or new markets are planned in global regions. Plan facilities. Planning facilities occurs at this point, as is discussed elsewhere. The idea is to start with quantitative analysis, add qualitative factors, and then continue narrowing down the list until you have some specific location alternatives. A location selection team might be formed to scout locations based on the prioritized selection criteria and analysis results. Once facility locations are determined, it may be necessary to iterate back through the earlier design steps and further refine related plans. Finalize to-be state. The team presents its findings to decision makers, who may ask for further analysis and a return to planning, or could make minor changes and accept the recommendations. For example, finding ways to leverage certain existing assets may be a necessary change to control capital costs. Use of third parties may also be part of the final plans. Once the final plans are signed off on, implementation can begin. Note that these are still fairly high-level plans. The detailed planning for specific projects occurs as part of individual project implementation. Exhibit 9-27 shows a finalized to-be map for sample, incorporated that includes new supply chain flow routes from other warehouses that can now perform cross-DC picking to better serve customers based on their lead time requirements. They also set ambitious targets for the number of days of inventory to store at each location, now just 27 days in total, down from 80 days in total in ASIS model, to reduce their cash-to-cash cycle time. Exhibit 9-27, sample, incorporated to-be plans with new links to customers and new days of inventory targets.